right. Now, what's the other one again? Refresh my memory. It's DMR, Yaesu, and then Brandmeister?
Brandmeister is more of a internet-type thing. That's what Brandmeister is. You're talking about the different radio technologies, P25, DMR, D-Star, which is Kenwood and who's ICOM, and NXT, NDX, something of that nature. That's Kenwood's proprietary type setup. And then there's another one, M17, that's kind of a open source type thing. So there's lots and lots of them too. And you know, in some circles they say because there's so many of them, that's why our hobby has become so fragmented, is because of all the different choices. And there's probably some truth to that too, you know, because it's just like, you know, years ago, Betamax and VHS, you know, everybody's competing for who's going to be the gold standard type thing. And I think the same thing happened here with, you know, all the big companies, you know, the Kenwoods and the Motorolas and, you know, all of those. They all started competing for, you know, we're going to be the standard, we're going to be the center. So, and I think in an amateur world, it fragmented it. And then Yaesu did something that, I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard stories that they were, if you were a bona fide amateur radio club, they would literally give you a repeater. So, you know, and what did that do? That helped, you know, market people for Yaesu radios. So, you know, me, I'm not a, I don't mind the fusion thing, but I'm really not a Yaesu fan